bring down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with our weekly visit from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, which puts together the charts. This is the week of December 31st to the 4th of January. Michael has the top 10 stories or issues, if you will, and then the people that are being discussed according to the research that his folks are doing at Talkers.com. So how's it shaking, Michael?
It's been another good week of interesting topics as the world continues to turn. And we are entering into, of course, another year. The top stories, the National Football League playoffs and the College Bowl games are at number 10. At number 9, we have the Indian gang rape case. At number 8, Al Gore sells current TV to Al Jazeera. At number 7, Hillary Clinton's health status. At number 6, the Benghazi attack investigation. At number 5, new gun laws debate. At number 4, Hurricane Sandy aid. At number 3, the financial markets activity. At number 2, the Boehner House Speaker vote. And at number 1, the fiscal cliff legislation. The most talked about people this week at number 10, Al Gore. Piers Morgan at 9. At 8, Hillary Clinton. Chris Christie at 7. At number 6, we have Peter King and Michael Grimm. At number 5, we have Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi at 4. Number 3 is Harry Reid. Number 2 is John Boehner. Number 1 is Barack Obama.
All right, so Piers Morgan, how does Piers continue to be on this list? The interview that he did with Larry Pratt was almost a couple of weeks ago, and that seemed to get him some notoriety. But he, you and I have more listeners to when we go to the bathroom than he has viewers, so why the interest in Piers Morgan?
I haven't got a clue why there's such an interest in him, other than he seems to surprise people sometimes by the various outbursts or happenings on his show, which at least he's getting some attention, which is something that Larry King used to get. Larry King, not because of anything Larry King did, but do you remember when Larry King did that show? It was almost considered to be America's town meeting.
Oh yeah,
it was the place where the newsmakers went. As a matter of fact, if ever you see a movie from the 90s or the early 2000s and where they depict somebody making news,
yep,
they always are on Larry King. They always make a fake version of it. That was like the standard place. And I guess, I don't know, I don't think that they've been able to recapture that with Piers Morgan.
Not even close. People don't like him. He's not a likable guy as an interviewer, as a personality. He wasn't as a judge on whatever show he was on. I think he's nauseating, frankly, and I can't imagine that he hasn't done it. He's got half the ratings that Larry King did. Aren't they going to move him around and do a whole bunch of new things at CNN, like bring Ann, what's her face, from the Today Show over, things like that? Isn't that something that's happening?
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, my only opinion, I try not to tell people how to program,
okay,
but my only opinion about CNN is that they should decide what they are. And the best bet for them is to be news. I mean, this country is so hungry for at least one channel,
mm-hmm,
in television, in broadcast TV,
yeah,
that they can count on 24/7 for good, solid, down-the-middle, objective journalism.
Yeah.
And CNN and all the rest of them are afraid to do that because they consistently underestimate the intelligence of the American public.
Well, that's why C-SPAN does as well as it does.
You know, and C-SPAN, of course, is without any frills whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at least it's unfiltered.
Well, how would a radio? I know that C-SPAN has radio program. They run the audio from their television channels on a radio station. But how do you think, as the expert in news talk radio around the country, that the C-SPAN approach would work? You hear a lot of people taking shots at Michael Smirkanish and some of the other people who are doing issues, but they're in the middle instead of being on one side or another. They can take all the shots they want. Smirkanish seems to be doing fairly well, given the fact he's up against Limbaugh et al. So what's the right approach here?
Well, I don't necessarily think that just broadcasting live events without some commentary.
No, I don't mean that. I'm sorry, Michael. I mean just having, like, the when they interview people on C-SPAN, they have a Republican line, a Democrat line, an independent line, and they interview and get to the heart of issues, not unlike what some of the stuff is on NPR. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk about what we would do if they were just broadcasting from the chambers.
Right, right, right. Because that could be very dull.
Ah, no, that's not what I'm talking
after a while.
About.
No, I think there's room for that, as proven by NPR and PRI and American Public Radio and all the other public broadcasters. I always say that because people sometimes think NPR is a total monopoly of public radio, and it's not. There's room for all of these different approaches, but I'm not talking about a radio channel. I'm talking about a big-time TV channel.
No, I understand. Yeah, yeah, no, I get that.
They
yeah.
just simply did news.
Yeah.
I mean, Piers Morgan's show on CNN at night is a celebrity interview show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with a thing like that, but it's not a serious journalistic news program. And I just, you know, I think there's room for such a thing.
Absolutely there is. People are very hungry for it. Everything is biased that comes out of Fox. Everything is biased that comes out of MSNBC. Al Jazeera. Now, this is an interesting story.
Oh, yeah.
The Al Gore sale, some people say it's $40 million. Some people say it's more than that, whatever it is, because the, and I will say this, I think directly, right-wing radio hosts say anything that has to do with the Muslim world, it can't be trusted, it's terrible, awful, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera seems to have a lot of respect among even some of the journalists in this country.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, Al Jazeera is not Al-Qaeda.
No.
It's, you know, we're not at war with the entire, you know, Arab
population. But there are some people on the radio, and you know it, Michael, who are not, they don't agree with that. They think every Muslim is bad, and we should kill them all, do whatever we have to destroy them.
Well, I hopefully that is a minority of the American population, because hopefully we'll eventually reach the point where we come to terms and agreement and peace with anyone that we have as an enemy, and to expand the scope of who we consider to be an enemy, when in fact it's untrue, is certainly heading in the wrong direction. So I can't support that. I mean, we would still be at war with Japan and Germany, and we'd still be killing Indians. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
you've got to try to make peace.
Well, isn't that what? Isn't this sort of the modern day version of that?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's why I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And it is not to say that there are not problems in the world and that there are not, you know, jihadists out there that want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to sort it all out intelligently and not get carried away with emotion or that little part of the human condition that's full of hate that likes to spew out every now and then,
yeah,
mindlessly and aimlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about.
Right.
But still, it is provocative, to say the least, that Al Gore has sold his liberal television network to Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether they represent our enemies, our friends, or neither, they're journalistic or not, it's kind of an interesting turn of events that lends itself to controversy.
Yeah, it really is pretty interesting. The whole thing I find fascinating. I think it's a great, healthy turn, frankly. Give us something else to look at, consider. Who knows? There are some people who think they'd be better at news than most of them. Wouldn't that be something, huh?
Well, it's important for Americans who care about what's going on in the realm known as reality to have the points of view that are being expressed around the world, so that we could see what the BBC says or Al Jazeera says or what they're talking about in Russia and what they're saying in China and what's happening in terms of the view of American policy elsewhere. Not necessarily to agree with it, but just to understand it. See, what's happening, we're getting into such a mindset that journalism preaches to the choir in order to get ratings that we don't even want to see what anybody else has to say.
No, we don't. We want to be where we're comfortable.
God forbid we get influenced by it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. We want to preach to the choir. It's like Newsmax and Mother Jones. All they do is print whatever they think the readership is going to like to hear, because that's who they're going. They're not changing anybody's mind, because the people by definition who are watching or reading that stuff are in the camp already. That's why they're reading it or watching it.
Yeah. It provides confirmation for already, you know.
Yeah.
Predisposed thoughts.
Yeah, warped or not. Okay, Michael Harrison. He didn't say that. Doug Steffen did. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We're reviewing the charts for the week of December 31st to January 4th. We continue forthwith here.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at OfficeMax. but they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price dropped to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list. Plus, get special clearance financing. But hurry. Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In-store or online.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Here at Rite Aid, we're celebrating 50 years by giving you great deals throughout the store. During January, you can earn up to $50 in PlusUp rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake, savings on top of savings. Come celebrate Rite Aid with great deals. For purchases with Wellness Plus card only now through January 26, 2013. Limited $50 in PlusUps per household. See rite.com/rules for details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, here for a few more moments on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as he is every week, to give you not only the story behind the stories on the air, but the story behind the stories of some of the people on the air. And we have a lot of changes taking place, usually the first of the year. It's usually September and January when a lot of on-air changes take place. What do you see happening locally or nationally in that area that's new? Any new faces or programs, Michael?
Gigantic explosion in sports talk radio.
Yeah.
Way more sports talk radio in 2013 than 2012 and 2011. It's just growing all over the place. I think that you will see, hopefully, more political views expressed within the realm of news talk radio, where it's not just left, just right, as we talked about before. And, of course, I hope that the economy improves and that radio is able to get back on its feet in terms of the economic problems facing it, and continue to be a viable media option for Americans. I think it's important that radio survive.
Yeah, we have. Well, survival, hate to think that we're in the survival mode, but I think to a certain extent we are.
Yes.
And so let's keep pushing and programming and publicizing the good things that are done on a lot of the great news talk radio stations around the country. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. That's how you keep up day to day with what's going on in this fascinating field. He's here with us every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attorney Stephen J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show once again this week, as he usually is, to overview some of the things that we have in our charts for the week of December 31st and January 4th. Steve is the author of a number of books, including the recent one, 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in a Digital Age, New Financial Threats You Ought to Know About, How to Avoid Them. You can check that out. Is easily and prominently found at DougStephan.com and also at Scamicide.com. The so-called fiscal cliff, I am annoyed at that represent. I don't even like that term.
Yep.
I'm using it. Fiscal slope, fiscal reality, whatever it is. One of the things that bothers people, and that's the good thing about News Talk Radio hosts, even though they're grinding axes, there have been a lot of people who have done some research and found all kinds of outrageous things that were tacked on to these bills, and the only reason they were tacked on was to get the vote of an individual legislator or senator because they needed something for their district, and this is how they bribe the system to get these earmarks.
Oh, and you are so wrong. I can't believe how cynical you are. The country was on the fringe of financial ruin. So, of course, NASCAR is the first thing that comes to people's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cheesemakers right after that.
Oh, it is incredible, the stuff that is done. And this is a long legal tradition.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, one of the most prominent ones about tacking this in, right after President Kennedy was killed, Congress was going to pass some legislation for civil rights. And Strom Thurmond was going to filibuster and hold it up. And he said, unless I get one little thing tacked on.
Right.
And what he got tacked on was a provision that made it a federal crime to cross state lines with the intention to commit a riot. It had no bearing whether there was and no importance whether a riot ever occurred. But if you had that impure thought as you were crossing state lines, it was a crime. So there were some legislators that said, you know, this is blatantly unconstitutional. We can't go along with this. And others said, that's just exactly why we can go along with this. And actually, that became the part of the law that the Chicago 7 were put on trial following the 1968 presidential the conference there, the party meeting, party conference. So, of course, they were first found guilty, and then as it went to the appeals court, they finally said that, no, we still haven't reached a point in this country where impure thoughts are a crime. So it's an amazing history of what these people do, and it is just outrageous that they're still allowed to do that.
Okay, so what's the legal a recourse that people in this country have other than to overthrow the government, which isn't a bad idea from time to time. In a peaceful way, I'm sure we could probably figure out a way of just cutting out. You're getting to the point now where you don't know what the recourse is because nothing changes. Nothing's getting fixed. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Everybody throws up their hands and they say, what can we do? I say, look in the mirror. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, there are two things. One was the unfortunate perfect storm the last time around that we had the census, because when you have the census, you have a redistricting. And when you have that redistricting, that gives the party in power at the time, and at the time it was the Republicans, the ability to gerrymander districts so that they can make sure that they have a majority regardless of how the public voted. This is what accounts for the fact that the House of Representatives still was strongly Republican in this last election, even though there were many more people who were voting Democratic totally in the House of Representatives rather than Republican. So that's one problem. And the other is something that, you know, I did a 180 on. A while ago in a galaxy far, far away, I thought that the idea of term limits was not good because it kept people who were good from being able to continue serving. I am totally in favor of term limits now. You get entrenched power, and if you get anyone in there who tries to fight the entrenched power, they're put down. It's all a seniority club. Yeah. And yeah, I think the best way to clean them out is to make sure they can't stay in.
It's a club. I've suggested often that everything be limited to a six-year term, 6 year for president, no running again, 6 years as a senator, no running again, 6 years as a congressman, no running again, governor, whatever. And so how do you get this done legally? What has to happen in order for us to radically change the way the government is run?
Well, what you're proposing makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels, not the least of which is it takes away the entire incentive to be making political decisions about what's going to keep me in office. The problem is it does keep them out of office, and you can probably find a legislator to sponsor such a bill, but I doubt it'd be able to get the votes in there unless you really get the people up and behind it. And that goes back to what you first said. We have to look in the mirror. It's the old pogo. We have met the enemy and he is us.
Yeah.
We've got to stop just complaining and demand, really demand, that this government be, all governments, be more transparent and respond to the will of the people.
Here are a couple of things for you to chew on, folks. Thanks to the legal mind and professorial mind of Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Dr. Jurisprudence Esquire. Yes, exactly. Check out all of his ramifications and syndications and simplifications at stevelaw.net or scamicide.com.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
As we continue on this weekend's Talk Radio Countdown Show, sort of a special overview. There is so much going on. It's pretty interesting this week, even though we've had a couple of slow weeks, but not really because of all the stuff with the fiscal legislative talk. We really haven't had a slowdown, which is not normal. The end of the year usually quiets down, and then it takes a while for it to ramp back up again in terms of news talk, interest, topics, subject matter. So let's now go through some of the things we haven't had time to do earlier on. That is, there are, I think, five issues that we really haven't had any sound behind them. And if you're interested in the technical behind-the-scenes jabber that goes on here, the sound is the interviewing and the hosts and callers and the segments that we take out. As you know, this program is produced in conjunction with Talkers.com, so we monitor a lot of great programs, talk radio shows around the country, hosts, stations, programs themselves, and we take excerpts from these shows to make the point about whatever the issue is from the list of the week. For example, number five this week, which hasn't been discussed very much on the countdown so far, the new gun laws and the debate over them. Here's radio host Doc Washburn talking about a 17-year-old girl who was suspended from school for writing a poem about the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, exploring possible reasons the shooter committed this horrible crime.
17-year-old high school student in San Francisco has been suspended for a poem that she wrote about the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Courtney Webb wrote the poem in a personal notebook about Adam Lanza and what she felt were his reasons for the mass murder at the Connecticut school in December, when he gunned down 20 students and six adults, and he shot his mom, and all that stuff. Was horrible, horrible tragedy that we've talked about at great length here on News Talk 1110 WBT. But Courtney, who says she writes all types of poetry to express herself, told the Today Show that she was trying to express her belief that tragedies like those in Sandy Hook happen because people feel helpless. But the contents of her poem prompted the school officials at the Life Learning Academy on Treasure Island, San Francisco, to suspend her until further notice. Now, at first blush, I would think, well, isn't this going overboard? You know, I mean, a 17-year-old girl is writing poetry. I mean, well, what's the big dealio, you know? But I will say this. Oh, and by the way, just a little bit of background here. She attends Life Learning Academy, a 60-pupil vocational school that prides itself on being able to help students who have not been able to settle at other establishments. She says in the past she's handed in poems dealing with dark issues, hasn't experienced any problems at all. Says her poems are a therapeutic way of expressing herself and should not be overanalyzed. However, and she also says, for example, the only person I can think of would be like Stephen King. He writes weird stuff all the time. That doesn't mean he's going to do it or act it out. And she says, her mother says she feels like they're overreacting because her daughter doesn't have a history of violence and she didn't threaten anybody and she didn't threaten herself. She simply said she understood why. Okay, wait. See, that's the problem. She said, I understood why he pulled the trigger. That's in the poem. Quote, I understand the killings in Connecticut. I know why he pulled the trigger. I don't know about suspension, but some serious counseling, you know, because the First Amendment and all that, but she's 17 and she's in a high school. And that, to me, that would be a troubling sign. If you say, wait a minute, what is that quote again? Let me just quote. I understand the killings in Connecticut. I know why he pulled the trigger. That's kind of deep. I mean, other than, you know, he's evil, I don't get it there. I don't know if I'd suspend her, but definitely some counseling.
To review the charts for this week, the fiscal cliff legislation was number one. The vote on John Boehner's House Speaker was number two. What's going on in the financial markets, i.e. Wall Street, number three, big business and money story this week. Hurricane Sandy, number four. Number five, the gun debate, and we just heard from Doc Washburn on that from his program. Now let's get to number six, which is the further investigation of what happened in Benghazi. Here's reporter Chris Lawrence with the Senate's Benghazi report. Senator Susan Collins is in this, et cetera, et cetera. Senator Joe Lieberman, they're talking, and they basically outline where the investigation is as of now.
A new Senate report says the State Department should have shut down the Benghazi mission before the attack that killed four Americans. It chastised officials for relying on local militia to guard the front gate.
The terrorists essentially walked into the compound virtually unimpeded.
Senators say the State Department missed plenty of red flags. A rocket-propelled grenade hit the Red Cross in May. A bomb exploded outside the U.S. mission in June, and another RPG hit the British ambassador's convoy, prompting the U.K. to close its mission. Senators questioned how much more the State Department needed to see before officials realized they didn't have enough security.
We've got to close this facility because we can't protect American personnel in Benghazi.
The report also condemned communication failures, like the fact the head of the military's Africa Command didn't even know about the two dozen CIA personnel stationed nearby. Senators argued if the Pentagon had the resources to respond faster, perhaps the military could have helped fight off the second attack on the CIA annex, which came hours after the first.
We should have sufficient personnel, ships, weapons, and other assets available to be able to respond in the course of several hours.
The report essentially orders intelligence agencies to look beyond terrorist organizations when assessing threats. It recommends intel officials, quote, broaden and deepen their focus in Libya and beyond on nascent violent extremist groups in the region that lack strong operational ties to core al-Qaeda or its main affiliate groups. And perhaps the most damning indictment of this report is the fact that the State Department did not follow its own recommendations from previous security failures, such as installing these so-called man traps, a sort of a high-tech gating system that senators argue may have stalled that mob at the front gate and perhaps saved some American lives.
So that's number six, the report on the Benghazi investigation. Number seven is the status of Mrs. Clinton. Here are John and Ken talking about Mrs. Clinton getting released from the hospital after being monitored for a blood clot near her brain.
She was battling a stomach virus when she became woozy and took a tumble.
Right. The stomach virus led to dehydration, which led to the fainting, which led to the concussion, which led to the blood clot.
Now, that's you may not have known, she was treated in 1998 for a clot behind her right knee. when Bill Clinton was still president. And of course, she's leaving as Secretary of State later this month.
Well,
there's a picture of her leaving the hospital with her daughter.
And by the way, and also, Chelsea, the New York Daily News has Bill Clinton in the photo, and it's the first I've seen of him or heard of him since the blood clot story hit.
Wow.
Yeah, I was wondering where he was. A lot of people I know were saying, where's Bill Clinton? Because they saw Chelsea going in and out of the hospital, and there were photos of her looking distraught. But there was no word on whether Bill was in town or not.
The State Department put out a statement. Secretary Clinton was discharged from the hospital this evening. Her medical team advised her she's making good progress on all fronts. They're confident she'll make a full recovery. She wants to get back to her office. We'll keep you updated. Both she and family like to express their appreciation for the excellent care they got from the doctors, nurses, and staff at New York Presbyterian.
Now, there was a whole bunch of political lunatics over the last few weeks who kept insisting.
Oh, because she didn't want to testify over Libya.
That she was faking it.
Well,
yeah, that
right.
She wasn't going to testify over the Benghazi scandal. And I thought, well, that's nuts because she can't fake an injury or a sickness forever, and they could always hold the hearings, you know, next month or later next year. So she can't duck this sort of thing. And I couldn't believe how many like kooks, radio, television, And political nuts kept insisting, oh, she's got the Benghazi flu.
Was that John Bolton was the first one to say it publicly, I think?
Oh, yeah. A lot of talk show hosts and, commentators. They were insisting it as if it was true without having the slightest bit of evidence. And it made no sense. Well, it's not like she can fake having the flu for the rest of her life. They can hold a hearing any day they want. And I was just shocked that everybody got whipped up and got into it and believed it. And has anybody apologized? Has anybody said, you know, we really got out of hand here? We're really acting stupid? I mean, is she faking the blood clot now? Is that the news story?
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
My little Jimmy scored his first goal.
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check 'em, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price drop to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely got to go. Up to 80% off list. Plus, get special clearance financing. But hurry. Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
We're presenting to you in this part of the countdown an overview of some of the stories that haven't had a lot of time so far. This is a three-hour review every weekend. Most of the stations that carry the countdown Monday through Friday carry this long and extended and rather intricate involvement in the entire list of the top ten for the week. And at number eight, this is a pretty interesting story, and a lot of people have had a lot of fun with it. Here's host Pete Kaliner talking about the hypocrisy of the deal Al Gore made to sell the current TV network on cable to Al Jazeera.
Current TV just got sold to Al Jazeera. They announced a deal to take over Current TV, the low-rated cable channel that was founded by Al Gore, a former vice president, and his business partner 7 years ago. Al Jazeera plans to shut Current TV and start an English language channel. The English language channel will be available in more than 40 million homes with newscasts emanating from both New York and Doha, Qatar. It used to be called Qatar or something. They are financed by the government. Al Jazeera is financed by the government of Qatar. And Qatar gets most of their money from oil. So Al Gore just made $100 million from oil. I'm sure that's wrong somehow. I mean, well, it's not like Al Gore is some big lefty environmentalist person. It's not like he's like the Oracle. Oh, yeah, he did do that movie. Al Jazeera did not disclose the purchase price, but people with direct knowledge of the deal pegged it at about $500 million. Isn't that amazing? $500 million for a television station that has no viewers. Mr. Gore and his partners were eager to complete the deal by December 31st, lest it be subject to higher tax rates that took effect January 1. I'm sure that flies in the face of something. Just the hypocrisy overload, it's starting to short out my brain. I'm not sure if I can handle this much hypocrisy in a single story. Environmental zealot sells out to an oil company and does it before the new tax hike deadline that his party is pushing for.
Now, finishing off on the Talk Radio Countdown show, a review of one other topic that hasn't gotten a lot of time, and that is the actual beginning of the new Congress. Here's host Brian Moline talking to Bob Fuss from CBS about how similar the new Congress looks. Actually, they're making a big deal out of, well, we got a new Congress. Baloney.
The 113th Congress, Bob, in a lot of ways, pretty similar to the 112th, especially in terms of leadership.
Yeah, it's really not different. The Republicans are running the House, and they, of course, reelected John Boehner Speaker, and they're keeping all their other leaders in place. The Senate is still run by the Democrats. The Senate did pick up two more Democrats, and the House gained a few more Democrats as well, but basically it's the same Congress.
Well, and the same Congress is going to have a lot of the same issues that were left off with the 112th Congress. Of course, the so-called fiscal cliff was resolved, at least in terms of taxes, Bob, but they left that decision on the spending sequestration here for just a two-month delay. What are you hearing about how this these talks may start to progress here over the next couple of months?
Well, I mean, as you say, they put off all the big decisions about spending. And with taxes out of it, it might be a little easier, but it's still going to be extremely difficult, in part because President Obama says he's going to continue to insist on what he calls a balanced approach, which means additional taxes along with spending cuts to try to bring the deficit down. Republicans want to only cut spending. And, you know, it's not just about how much you cut. It's also about where. You know, Republicans basically want to cut domestic and social programs that they don't generally like. Democrats would prefer to see some cuts at the Pentagon and some other places that they think the cuts can be made, or farm subsidies. And so these are very difficult issues, and issues that Congress has been unable to solve. Now they've basically created another deadline 2 months from now to try to solve them again.
You're listening to the continuing coverage of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers.com and the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. You're listening to our daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. And now, a few moments on the passing of Norman Schwarzkopf, retired general, led the Allied forces to that routing in Iraq, Persian Gulf War. One of the nation's most celebrated military heroes was 78. Here from ABC, David Muir reports on the passing of the general.
He was a four-star general who earned the nickname Stormin' Norman after his tough talk and the action that followed. His troops routing Iraqi forces from Kuwait in 100 hours in the first Gulf War. But it turns out the general, known for his swift victories, didn't like that nickname, preferring the one his troops called him, the Bear. And while he was tough, he also had a gentle side, honest and candid, in this moment with Barbara Walters.
Were you ever scared?
Sure.
When most?
I've been scared in every war I've ever been in.
If you could meet Saddam Hussein, what would you ask him or say to him?
Get out of town.
A West Point graduate and decorated officer for his service in Vietnam, he spent his entire life in the Army. But when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990, Stormin Norman became a household name.
As far as Saddam Hussein being a great military strategist, he is neither a strategist, nor is he schooled in the operational art, nor is he a tactician, nor is he a general, nor is he as a soldier. Other than that, he's a great military man. I want you to know that.
He returned from the Persian Gulf a national hero after that victory parade in New York.
It doesn't take a hero to order men into battle. It takes a hero to be one of those men that goes into battle, and those are the people that are the heroes. Those are the people that should receive the adulation.
Profound words. Schwarzkopf was awarded the Medal of Freedom for his service to his country. Though courted by both political parties, he resisted politics and devoted his retirement years in part to children's charities.
That's probably pretty smart on his part. 800-510-8255. Looking at some of the pictures of him in the last year or so, it looked kind of gaunt. I was reading some of the things that have been said by some in political life, the former president, President Bush, Mr. Powell, General Powell, and just the stuff that you'd expect. Here's a radio host named Brian Suits, who talked about how most of you will remember the general.
Let's go back to 1991 as the Gulf War's 100th hour comes and goes. And Colin Powell twists the arm of George H.W. Bush to call a ceasefire. Probably the most famous press conference, post-war press conference by an American general in history. Certainly the most well-known, the most watched. Maybe you recall it from 1991. This is General H. Norman Schwarzkopf, who died at the age of 78. This is him wrapping up one of apparently several tour de force press conferences during the air war and the ground war.
By this time, we had destroyed or rendered completely ineffective over 21 Iraqi divisions. Next, please.
21 divisions?
And, of course, that then brings us to today. Where we are today is we now have a solid wall across the north of the 18th Airborne Corps, consisting of the units shown right here, attacking straight to the east. We have a solid wall here again of the 7th Corps. Also,
and just to remind you, to take you back, this was a fondly remembered U.S. Army back in 1991 when we were honed to a razor's edge to be plunged deep in the communist belly of the Warsaw Pact, or at least those filthy Russians. But instead, the Soviet Union fell apart, never got to face us, never got to face the justice we had, the little something we had waiting for them in a place called West Germany. They never got a taste of that. And so honed to a razor-sharp edge, we were instead arrayed in 1990, in the fall of 1990, to fight a Soviet-equipped, Soviet-trained, battle-hardened Iraqi army. After 8 years of combat with the Iranian foe, the Iraqis were battle-hardened, weren't they? And in the span of 100 hours, as General Schwarzkopf said, 21 divisions were rendered combat ineffective or absolutely destroyed outright. And for this, General H. Norman Schwarzkopf will go down in American history as one of the greatest generals.
All right, so that's in 4 or 5 minutes. Can you do justice to a fellow's life? No, I do think it's interesting, though, that so many people took apart the work that he did, but never took him apart as the person. That really says something about him, I think, a great deal. So that takes care of our wrap on discussions from this past week. Join us again tomorrow and through the week as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on The Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
com for details.